falling for you, Ashanti. Thank you so much for falling for us for the next 3 hours. It's Rise of Mid-Mornings. Sive Thabete is here. We speak about expiry date, best before date. Which is which? When am I supposed to throw my food away? Siv, welcome back to Rise of M. It's been quite a while.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Greetings to the listeners at home. It's been a while. It's been a while. Yeah. I'm glad we're back. Yes. By the way, I'm so impressed, you know, that we have got listeners who, when they can't hear us, they do call me. Kanti, when are you going back to Rise FM? I'm glad that there are people who are listening and they are benefiting a lot and they are growing in this industry.
I love that. There's a lot of knowledge that we get from you, and I think today is just as important. Best before date, expiry date. We see that every time when you go shopping in your home, and you're like, expire. It seems as though we are getting the two wrong. So which is which? When am I supposed to throw my food away?
Okay, thank you so much, Ceci. Okay, you know, this topic is one kind of a topic that is always confusing people. Yeah. A lot of people have got misconception on expiry date, use by date, or sell by date, or best before date.
Yeah.
There's always a confusion on that as to which must be which one and what product must have which one.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning of it all, this is all about shelf life. That's the amount of time that a particular product must spend in the shelf. And then it will also determine how fresh is that product. Or when we talk about shelf life, we will be looking at the length as to how long will this product be fit for human consumption. So, actually, I had some other people, some entrepreneurs, who come to my office and be like, okay, Chief, I have got a problem here. Can you assist me? I've got this product. I'm trying to put it in a particular shop.
Mm-hmm.
But they say they want the shelf life. What are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to tell the client. Actually, the client is a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
He has got some eggs.
Okay.
Then I think there is a particular buyer who says, okay, I've got standards. When you bring a product to me, there must be determination of the shelf life. You need to tell me what will be the best before date of your ex.
Uh-huh.
Then the guy got confused and came to my office, and then I gladly assisted the client because I took the ex. I went to the farm, I took the sample of the ex to the laboratory for analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Then the laboratory told us that after so much time, these eggs must not be in the shelf, or they will still be fresh for after so much time. The laboratory assisted us in that regard.
So I'm a bit confused.
Okay.
There is shelf life, right?
Yes.
There is expiry date and best before date. Those are three different things. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, it's shelf life. It gives us the best before, the expiry, the sell by date, or the use by date.
So what is the difference between a sell by date, expiry date, and best before date?
Okay. Thank you so much. When it comes to expiry date, it's actually for food safety.
Okay.
Actually, expiry date is the last date that the manufacturer guarantees the product safety and quality
to consume.
Yes.
Okay.
The manufacturer will decide, because, okay, I'm making a chili sauce. It's an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a chili sauce. So the shelf life of this chili sauce, it will still be consumable in the shelf from this year. Maybe they will give it to about 3 years.
Okay.
So we are being assisted by the laboratory, because there are some sciences that are being performed there.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much science being done there. There are certain tests. Then it will. That's where it also tell you, where should you keep this product?
Mm-hmm.
Should it be kept in a dark place or in a light place? Should it be in a cold or a warm place?
Mm-hmm.
So there is too much science involved in that. I've seen that a lot of people are confusing that, and a person can just make a product and just out of the blue be like, let me just give it 2 years. It will be expired in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We are being guided by the lab, to be honest. So the expiry date, the manufacturer will then say, okay, after these 3 years, if the product will still be in the shelf, it must be removed, because there is a certain reaction that's going to happen. To make an example about it, there was a product that was brought in my office whereby the container was swelling.
Okay.
There was a can of fish, I will not say the brand.
Okay.
They brought it to me. When they opened it, it was green in color. And okay. we checked the expiry date. It was already, the expiry date had already passed. Yes. Then coming to the best before.
Yes.
We come to the best before whereby it's actually about, this one is whereby the manufacturer is just giving the consumers the quality content, the peak of the freshness of that particular product.
Right.
Let's
okay.
take this loaf of bread. They bake it today. And when you touch it, you can feel that, no, this, okay, it's still warm and it's fresh.
It was baked today.
After 5 days, you see, the 4 days, it was best.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but after low 5 days, now, it was still best. But when you touch it, now you feel good.
Yeah.
And when you eat it, it's like a sponge. It doesn't have that texture anymore or that flavor anymore. That's the difference between expiry date and the best before date. And
so, just before you go on, Sive, expiry date means you cannot consume after that date. Best before date means you can consume after the date, but it's not of best quality.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's proper. It's not of best quality. Making an example on the sell-by date, let's look at the lettuce.
Yeah.
Everyone, when you go to the shop and we want to buy lettuce, like, you can tell, okay, this lettuce is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide to say, it's no more fresh. So the sell-by date is there to guide. Actually, okay, to be honest, the sell-by date is guiding the shop owners as to, at this date, you must sell this product.
Uh-huh.
Everybody can see, okay, now the meat is turning green.
Yeah.
Then wherever you come and then you see that, okay, there's a sell-by date here. And then the sell-by date is telling the shop owners as to, it must have been sold after this. And then now as a consumer, you'll be looking good, and now it's off. So we're avoiding those situations whereby you keep the meat up until clients are asking themselves, why are they still keeping this meat here? Because it's now not in good quality. Actually, the sell-by date is assisting the shop owners to be like, okay, we have passed the 5 days. Let's remove it, or let's rotate it, or let's make it cheap. Let's give our clients a discount, because the sell-by date have stipulated that it must be at this amount of time. It's
okay.
a shelf life.
So then what is the difference between a sell-by date and a best before date? Because those two, for me, are quite similar.
Yeah, okay. Well, the two are quite similar.
Yeah.
Actually, sell-by date and best before date,
yeah.
they are more on the quality. They are about the quality of the product.
Uh-huh.
How is the quality of the product, and is the quality still intact?
Mm-hmm.
It's assisting in that regard. They are slightly different, but they almost say the same thing.
Okay.
Yes.
I hear you. And so shelf life would mean that the store ethically would have to remove the product from their shelves.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There must be a way of getting this product out of the shelf. That's why when it comes to Boma expiry date, you cannot just create it on your own. And that's why the retailers with the suppliers, they must communicate when it comes to this.
Yeah.
They must communicate, this product is supposed to be there for 5 days. Then they're like, but it's already 4 days now. Okay, let's make a discount. Let people buy it and consume it. Then we once had a situation whereby someone was like, I froze my bread. I kept my bread in the freezer. And the best before date was a week ago. And I ate it with my kids, and then we are not sick. I once came across that.
Mm.
The best before date, it was 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then they defrosted the bread. You see, this is practically what's happening in our homesteads.
Yeah.
We freeze the bread, maybe find there are some loaf of bread, maybe they are on a sale. You just buy them, you freeze them. And then, but when it comes to the taste and the quality, you can really tell.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's
Even
not
if
the same.
Defrosted it, you can try to toast it.
Yeah.
The like the texture and the flavor, the quality will not be the same.
Mm-hmm. Siv, we're running out of time, but what are the implications of eating expiry date food that has already expired? What does it do to your health?
You know, it's not good for our health. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Some other products they can become toxic. It's because when it has expired, there are those ingredients that are being put on that food item when it's being manufactured. So whenever you consume that, I remember someone who consumed expired peanut butter. Mm-hmm. The peanut butter was not in good condition. And that person almost woke up at ICU. Because of diarrhea.
No.
Because now there's some reaction on the food.
Yeah.
So practically, what I've seen is that a person can even die from consuming expired food.
Shucks.
Depending what kind of food it is. Especially baby food. Like milk, baby milk,
cheese,
and
yeah,
and all that. Whenever it's being consumed after expired date, it's not fit for human consumption. A person can die from that.
So let's leave it here for today. But thank you very much for coming on to the show. And I think there's a lot of us who have gained some sort of knowledge, because I was one of the people that was quite confused between expiry date, best before date. It can be quite confusing.
It can be confusing.
Yeah.
I'm glad listeners were listening, and we will still unpack it. We still have a lot of time to unpack it, but yeah, that is how it's going. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's Rise FM.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Rise FM mid-mornings. Mpumalanga. See you. Share.